Christmas can be a lonely time for parts of our community, and you just might be able to do something about it. Joining us to have a chat about it today is Jasmine Hopcraft. Jasmine, how are you today?
I'm well, thank you, Andrew. How are you?
Very well, thanks. How can we help out with people that might be a little bit lonely?
Well, as you said, Christmas can be a lonely time, and the holiday period in general. A lot of seniors find themselves living away from their close family, or family have taken the opportunity to go away and seniors have found themselves by themselves.
Yeah.
So it's a great opportunity for the family to reach out to organisations that provide care for seniors. May that be volunteer organisations or paid organisations, local church organisations, non-for-profits. A number of organisations actually provide companionship services, personal care services, shopping services, a number of different things that can be of help to seniors when they are feeling this social isolation.
And a lot of that comes from because so many people want to remain as independent as they possibly can. And like you mentioned, sometimes the family has picked up and gone on a holiday to visit somebody else. So they're left with, you know, not too many people to be able to hang with. How does Home Instead work?
At Home Instead, we provide a number of services for clients. They are clients that have either come to us through government-funded channels or clients that have just decided to implement these services sort of off their own bats. The type of services we provide are companionship, home care, which, you know, starts with a bit of cleaning, which is often where people need to start, shopping services, medical visits, visits to out to into the community to go to cafes or to take them for walks or helping them walk their dog. Anything that you would provide as a son or daughter or a good friend, we can provide that service.
So if somebody would like to get involved, what should they do?
To get involved with our organisation, you would become a caregiver. And a caregiver starts with us with a telephone call to any of the Home Instead offices. They can jump on our website or fill in a form if that's the way they prefer. And we literally have a chat with them and we understand what their key motivation is and their key drivers are in wanting to provide this care for a senior. And if they're compassionate, they have common sense, they truly show that their heart is in all the right places, then we invite them in for a conversation and it all starts off from there. We also provide a really great training program. So someone can come to us with no experience at all, but a passion for looking after a senior. And we take them through our training and orientation program, and then we offer them a pathway to achieving their certificate 3 in individual support, which is a great certificate. It's a great learning pathway, and it's a sense of achievement whilst giving back to seniors. So it's a win-win.
What's the website that they should go and have a look at first of all?
If they jump on to homeinstead.com.au and all they do is they put in their postcode and their local Home Instead office will pop up. The other great thing is that when people do go down this pathway, they get a real sense of I'm actually giving back. I'm actually having an opportunity to give back. And we've seen this through many people that have gone through a career change, either through COVID, you know, their businesses have shut down or pivoted or whatever the latest terminology is. And people find themselves jumping into this space and they just find it really fulfilling. So it's a really good thing to have a think about.
Certainly sounds very rewarding. From Home Instead, Jasmine Hopcraft, thank you very much for joining us to have a chat about it today.
Thanks, Andrew. Thanks for the opportunity.